Hi, this is Local Broke Girl, and if you're listening to this audio that isn't from my Reddit or Soundgasm account under the name Local Broke Girl, then you're probably listening to this audio from a site that has like re-uploaded it without my permission, and I would really appreciate it if you could go back to your original source and support me from there. Thank you, and enjoy your audio. It's raining. You know what that means? Fuck work and take a nap. No, I have not finished my work. I have an essay due tomorrow that I've only written the outline for. So that's like half of it done. Okay, maybe like 25%. I have like a poem that I need to write as well that uses alliteration, assonance, and repetition. I mean, in the writing prompt, I have to write 3 poems. I've got 2 out of 3 done. And I couldn't write the last one because I couldn't be asked to search up like the meeting right now. Like, alliteration and assonance and repetition, I don't know. And so, there's no inspiration at the moment. I wish we could go back to writing stories. Those are more fun. I hate poetry. Okay, no, I don't like hate poetry. I hate writing poetry. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's easier for some people to express like their emotions through poetry, but because of my style of writing, I don't think it suits poetry very well. I'm more of a short story kind of writer, maybe. Yeah, like my short story, I got like 94 out of 100. I don't know where the other 6 points went, unfortunately. What was it about? Kind of like 2 people who met and... Yes, so specific. 2 people who met and they both had like preconceived notions of the other person and like kind of personal expectations of the other person, and those expectations just like broke down the more they got to like kind of know each other. So it's like, I don't know, but ultimately like the 2 of them never really knew anything about the other person. They just knew that like their expectations weren't met and their relationship couldn't be rectified. It was a good fucking story. It was a good story. I mean, it's very real. I'll tell you that much. It's very real. Some like personal experiences were like put in from like added realism, but the professor doesn't know that. It really was so much easier writing short stories and like descriptions as opposed to writing fucking poetry. You know, we have to study shape poems. I fucking hate shape poems. It's like, why?
Like, why? You know?
I think I've seen someone, like, write a poem in, like, the shape of the circle. It just didn't make fucking sense. It was just, like, an endless loop, an endless loop, an endless loop. And I'm just like... And that's poetry? Okay. I guess. And that sort of shape poetry is, like, difficult to read. So... I used to like poetry. I used to think they were so cool. Yeah, like back in like fucking 2014. 2012 to like 2014. And you just write like sad poems and be like, oh, no one likes me. I'm invisible. All like the shitty emo poems come out. I hate it. No, I don't have any more saves. Thank God. Like, look, I'm like ashamed of my past. So if there are ways to like kind of get rid of that, I will. Looking for it only. I mean, I'd much rather read like my shitty fanfiction as opposed to like this like emo like poems that don't actually make any sense. At least for fanfiction, I can have like a little bit of a laugh, you know. It's just like, oh, there, I can't believe I thought this was funny at the time. Or like, this was good at the time. You know, so like, rereading it, and like, I can see what kind of concepts I used to have. And then maybe like, rehash them into like different stories. Short stories are the best. I think I wrote like a modern day Romeo and Juliet alternate universe for I'm not gonna say it's like embarrassing. But yeah, like that was essentially the plot, like basically it's not even like enemies to lovers, but more of like to everyone else, they look like they were mortal enemies, but then in their private sphere, they're actually lovers, and then like, and they were like keeping the relationship a secret because like, I don't remember why like their parents hated each other or something. Yeah, so there was like some like family conflict, etc., etc., and yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, ultimately the family's made up, they live happily ever after, because this was a reader insert. I did reader inserts, I did YN stories, I'm a basic bitch. The shame. I'm feeling very proud of myself. But I think that story made me kind of like focus more on like subtle details. Cause I think there was like one part in the story where they were in like a crowded space and like they couldn't hold hands, so like they linked pinkies. But I don't know, like that is like mildly affectionate, you know. Yeah, I guess I kind of focus on that now in like my new story. Well, I say that as if I'm constantly writing stories, but I really am not. I wrote like two. Yep, and one of them was for the assignment. So fun. Yeah, I'm feeling tired. Are you? Yeah. How long do I want to nap for? I don't know, 2 hours? 3, 4, 5? Let's go. Let's just wake up like tomorrow at 9 a.m. I don't know. I can wake up at whatever. I don't really give a shit. Actually, no, I do give a shit. I have like a project meeting later tonight. I think it's about like 9 o'clock. Yeah. So I can't like I don't know. Yeah, I can't like nap for too long.